Hello and welcome. My name is Tony and I'm pleased to share this prayer time together with you tonight. Ata whānau, my brothers and sisters in Christ, our help is in the name of the eternal God who is making the heavens and the earth. Holy Spirit, flow through us and open our lips that our mouths may proclaim your praise. Let us worship the God who loves us. Amen. Amen. Tonight I'm going to read Psalm 1. It is a wisdom psalm because it shows us two opposite outcomes based on life choices that we make. Here it is from the New International Version. Blessed is the one who does not walk in step with the wicked, or stand in the way that sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers, but whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on his law day and night. That person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever they do prospers. Not so the wicked. They are like chaff that the wind blows away. Therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked leads to destruction. This psalm shows us two different directions in life, one leading to blessing and one to misery. It's a reminder that we have a choice in how we live our lives. Did you hear what the path to blessing is? Blessing comes with not walking in step with the wicked or sitting in the company of mockers, but by delighting and meditating on the word. To help us imagine what this actually looks like, I checked out another couple of Bible versions. The Message version says, "How well God must like you. You don't walk in the ruts of those blind as bats. You don't stand with the good for nothings. You don't take your seat among the know-it-alls. Instead, you thrill to God's word. You chew on scripture day and night." The Living Bible says, "Oh, the joys of those who do not follow evil men's advice, who do not hang around with sinners, scoffing at the things of God. But they delight in doing everything God wants them to, and day and night are always meditating on his laws and thinking about ways to follow him more closely." Well, that is something to think about, isn't it? Who do you hang out with? Whose advice are you following? What attitude do you have? Are you filling your mind with God's word and chewing on what it means for you? We also have a reading today from Luke 6, verses 6 to 11. On another Sabbath, he, that's Jesus, went into the synagogue and was teaching, and a man was there whose right hand was shriveled. The Pharisees and the teachers of the law were looking for a reason to accuse Jesus, so they watched him closely to see if he would heal on the Sabbath. But Jesus knew what they were thinking, and said to the man with the shriveled hand, "Get up and stand in front of everyone." So he got up and stood there. And Jesus said to them, "I ask you, which is lawful on the Sabbath, to do good or to do evil, to save life or to destroy it?" He looked around at them all and then said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." He did so, and his hand was completely restored. But the Pharisees and the teachers of the law were furious and began to discuss with one another what they might do to Jesus. So Jesus knew what the scriptures said. He really knew what they said, and he chose to put them into action. He did not follow the advice of evil men, was not swayed by what sinners thought, and did not scoff at the things of God. I think what most sticks out to me in this passage is that Jesus was not trying to please man. He wasn't worried about what the Pharisees and teachers of the law would say. He was about following what his Father wanted him to do. He knew what that was because he knew what Scripture said, and he talked to his Father a lot in prayer. Well, those are some thoughts, so let's pray about them together. Heavenly Father, we give you praise, glory, and honour, for you alone are worthy. We thank you for sending your Son Jesus to live on earth and make a way for us to have a relationship with you. We thank you, Jesus, for modelling life amongst adversity and for sacrificing your life for us. We thank you, Holy Spirit, that you live in us, teaching and guiding us on a daily basis. Holy Spirit, we pray that you would give us wisdom, that you would make us aware of advice that is not godly and steer us clear of it. Please lead us to people who are wise and can give us good counsel. Put people in our paths who love and follow you, that they would be good examples to us and would encourage us in making good choices. We thank you for these people who are already in our lives, and we pray for opportunities where you might use us to encourage others. We pray that you would desire in us to please you, Father, that we would not be concerned with pleasing men, whether that be other people or ourselves. Please forgive us for any times when we may have scoffed at you, God, and made poor choices. We are so very thankful that you forgive us when we ask, and it is not too late to ask for your forgiveness today. Father, we thank you for our government and all those who are in leadership positions in New Zealand. We ask that you would provide godly counsel for them. We lift up to you all our scientists and the science communicators, especially those working in the fields of COVID and climate change. Please direct them in their work. Give them godly revelation and understanding, and may their work honour you. Please help those who interpret results that they might come to the right conclusions and effectively communicate to others. Lord, please watch over their ways, and may your will be done. Father, we thank you for your word. We ask that you would stir up our hearts that we might desire to read your word more and more. Please make us aware of the impact Scripture has on our lives and our relationship with you and others. May we choose to seek you, Lord, while you may be found and while you are near. Holy Spirit, please use Scripture to reveal to us our wrong thinking and stubborn ways that we might choose to turn to you. Please have mercy on us and forgive us. Lord, help us to follow your thoughts and ways, and may we love one another more and more. Holy Spirit, please help us to retain your word, and please bring it into our minds at times when we need to apply it. Father, may we be people who delight in doing everything you want us to do. May we be thrilled by your word and enjoy chewing on it, both in the day and when we are awake in the night. May we remember that your word sustains us, for you, Jesus, are the bread of life. If you are willing, please take a moment now to ask the Lord to grow in you a desire to read and chew on the word of God more and more. And so now, as we come to the end of our prayer time, we pray for all those we love, for our church family, and for ourselves, using the words that Jesus gave us. Please join in using whatever version you know. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. So as we end tonight, remember, don't walk in the ruts of those blind as bats. Don't stand with the good-for-nothings. Don't take your seat among the know-it-alls. Instead, be thrilled with God's word. Chew on Scripture day and night. May we be like trees planted by streams of water, which yield their fruit in season, and whose leaves do not wither. May the Lord prosper us. May he watch over our ways. Well, thank you so much for joining with me to pray again on this Monday night. Take care, and we hope that you can join us again tomorrow.